Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, well, that was some interesting noise right there.
Hello,
Miss Snow. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. You are a little quiet, but I can hear you.
All right, is that better?
I hear me, too. Oh, yeah,
yay,
me.
Yay, and there's Miss Corey. Yay, the gang's all here.
Why y'all so much? Don't scare me when y'all are excited to see me. I think I should run. That's what they do when they're ready to eat the guests at those kind of parties.
I'm going to try it with the phone up to my ear, because with the speaker on, you can hear my cat meowing in the background.
Oh, we can't hear anything. I don't hear anything.
Well, she was. Now she's not.
Mm-hmm. She's been put on lockdown since the Great Fish Incident of 2013.
Uh-oh, the Great Fish Incident?
Yes. I was trying to eat all healthy today, so I made some tilapia. And apparently Kit Natrix likes tilapia.
Yeah.
When nobody was looking,
she
jumped up and ate it. Not raw, because, you know, I expected raw, but she ate it. Apparently, she likes that whole garlic butter pepper thing. She was like, that surely do be good, mommy. Thank you.
Now, have some more, please.
Thank you for turning your head at just the right moment so that I could partake of this lovely tilapia.
I'm hungry. So, damn it. Oh, I got to introduce the show. I forgot.
Oh,
okay.
We haven't been introed.
No,
get it
yet.
Done. Get it done properly.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Shit. Oh, it's December 16th, 2013. I forgot what I was doing. Wow. It's been a month. Do you realize that, Corey? A whole fucking month. Anyway. Ooh, Corey knows what I'm talking about.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Anyway.
Are we streaming?
Yes, we are.
Well, good morning. I mean, evening.
Well, you know, I'm handling business. God. Anyway, as I was saying, it is January 15, 2013, and it is Tuesday, so that means it's time for Pixonista, and we are your favorite Pixel fashionistas. Yes, I mean, the bitches are back. All three of us are here. You know, it's all three of us. Really busy, but we're awesome anyway.
Hey, Dirty.
Oh, we're here. We are here, and that is awesome.
That's right, bitches.
Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry.
What was that? I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Why nothing? Why nothing at all?
I'm sending out messages left and right to let people know that we are now on Twitch TV.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
are.
Twitch TV. I actually had to sign up for that because I totally didn't sign up for it yet. But, apparently, we're switching over from Join Me to Twitch TV. So, there you go.
Yeah, Join Me was a little bit laggy. Twitch is much better, in my opinion.
We can see all your Twitches.
Yes, you see my million windows that are open right now.
I was trying to click them. That's what the bad part is. I was like, oh, what's that?
Wait a minute. All I'm seeing is a damn thing for white collar.
Oh, you know, we have commercials now. We're all big time.
Yeah.
Why is my voice starting to crackle? I think my voice is changing.
I don't know, but Facebook, why Facebook are you being a pain in my patootie?
Why are you saying patootie? It's night.
All right, Facebook, why are you being a pain in my ass? Come on, man. And my luck, I probably just linked this. Oh, my God, I did. I linked this about 10 times on our... Oops.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
Oops. All right, so you ladies, this show I have absolutely no hand in, so if it's bad, y'all blame them too. No.
Okay.
Look how I throw y'all under the bus. The show is never bad when these two do. They do such a wonderful job. I'm just paranoid, as we all know. I stay paranoid. So I'm like, I don't know what they did.
We're good.
And like you see, I've got like a million windows
like,
open right now.
I don't know what they did. I'm worried. But they never do anything bad. That's I have no reason to be paranoid. But I am.
Oh, we do plenty bad. We just don't get caught.
Girl, let me tell you, I would love to do something bad if somebody would just come visit
and
do something bad with me in the...
Are you putting that out there, Ryan Gosling? No, no, that's my man. Never mind. That's my man. Never mind.
Ryan Gosling, you listening?
No, you know what? I think I need someone with a little more strength because... This bitch needs to be thrown around. Okay.
Have you seen Ryan Gosling lately? I think he can handle it.
How about or the guy that plays Khal Drogo? Now him.
You haven't seen Gosling lately, apparently. Without his shirt. Trust me, if he wants to throw you around, he could throw you around. That's what we likes. You know what? This is supposed to be about some fashion. We over here talking about Ryan Gosling. Ryan, you have a fedora on in Gangsta Squad. When are we going to get a Gangsta Squad MMO? That's what I want. The fashions in that would be awesome.
I did not see the movie, so I'm not for certain.
It's based on some real-life gangster from the 40s, so you know the clothes would be awesome.
Right?
Zoot,
I love
hell
like,
yeah,
zoot,
man.
Zoot. Oh, my God,
zoot.
Yes.
A zoot
man.
Fedora.
You know, guys, so many girls are wearing these skinny jeans or these baggy jeans. You know what? Screw it. Dress in a zoot suit. You're going to have every girl there. But you got to have the walk. Got to have the whole attitude, man.
Yes, you must have the walk.
Put on a zoot suit.
Mm-hmm.
Come in looking all night. Oh, my God. You were going to have to beat those girls off with a flipping stick.
You didn't tell them what the key. The key was when you walk in, you find somewhere to lean, and you're going to pull that hat down over your eyes so we can just see the lips. And then when we walk up, just smirk just a little bit. Say, hey. That's all you got to say, hey.
Hey, the dark one already found us over on Twitch. Howdy, dark.
Ah, we love him. Hello there. Why hello there, gentle dark one? Who I'm mad at.
Yes.
So what you ladies put together? What kind of fashionable problems?
Well, Snow brought up a good topic. Snow brought up women geeks, fashion through the years, how it's kind of evolved.
Oh, that is quite interesting. You girl.
Yes.
I love you. Okay, are we looking at that? Because, you know, I'm never watching Twitch. I'm never watching the Twitch.
Hold on. I've got to find, where is it? I have to bring up Mary Skolodowska Curie. Mary Curie, if that name does not sound familiar to you,
it
should. Of course, Twitch has, you know, like a 10-second delay. But Mary Curie was a scientist in the late 1800s, early 1900s. her and her husband worked on science furthering our knowledge in radioactivity and radium. She is the one pretty much credited with discovering radiation that led to the A-bomb, actually, I want to say. Anyway,
she's got radium eyes. It's written about her. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Talking about some old geek fashion. That is a painting of her, of Marie Curie. Of course, the hair is pulled back, which is still pretty much a style for today. I know myself, I've got the cool little loose bun going on, and that's one of my favorite styles, and I think I see that on a lot of my geek and nerdy fellow girls. Also, it helps to kind of keep your headphones in place, I've noticed.
What,
it really
with that?
Does.
With the bun? With the
hair?
Oh, no, that works for y'all.
Does it work for you?
No. Y'all know I have racially confused hair. It will slip, slide, move to the left. So, or, you know, it'll be sitting, the mic will be, like, in my eye. So that's why y'all hear all that shifting. So that does not work. You know how I keep my headphones in place? Right now, I have on my ECA hat that they sent me, and you guys should go over to the ECA and get you one. It's a Scully cap. It's got ECA. And, of course, because I'm all gangster, I got it to the side. And then I put that on, and then I put my hoodie on over my headphones with my ECA cap on.
Well, interesting.
And then, of course, I wear my big old Hollywood glasses. Y'all know the glasses I'm talking about, those pink ones. Which is confusing because, you know, from a distance, if you're not paying attention, I look like a little, very small man. And then you see the glasses, you're like, oh, it's a girl. What's wrong with that guy? Why does he walk that way?
Of course, yeah. Of course, in the 1800s, we had the big poofy dresses we hadn't modernized yet. But again, with the hair up, all that, I went way back. Because I was all like, you know what? I want to know what some original women scientists
Original geeks.
Yeah. I want to know who the girls were who were toeing the line back in the day when, you know, the line was just starting to get written. But I think this is Marie Curie and her husband, from what I understand. And no makeup. At least it doesn't look like it. Just the leaves. Not so long that, you know, they keep your wrists from moving. But, yeah, I like that. I don't know.
You like that? Or stuff
like
around
that.
Your wrist?
I like that old style, man. The big boopy dresses. And
you hear that, Snow? She likes stuff around her wrists.
Oh, what you talking about? I do not know what you're talking about. All right, so who's up next? Y'all got one.
Why is she trying to change the subject?
All right, well, here's what I was going to say. I don't have any links because I was trying to fix my damn microphone. Obviously, it's still not working. But here's really what I wanted to talk about. I should have specified a little more, but like how geeky women are portrayed in the media is what I was really going for. Like, if you look
at the misunderstood here.
Yeah, my bad. If you look at the old like sci-fi movies and you look at the old fantasy movies or whatever, any time that a woman is depicted as a geek, she always has to have like a low-cut top on, or she has to, oh, if you can just save me because I'm just such a damsel in distress.
Well, see, I never saw those as geeks in the movies. I always saw those were the sex pots. The geeky girls were the one that got ignored, the guy didn't want to talk to, and
see that's what I would go for too. But those were also supposed to be quote smart, you know, and those were the ones that were where the limelight was put on them. But as times have changed, now if you look at women who the limelight has been put on them, they're strong. Sometimes they may wear skimpy clothes, but most of the time it's kind of like a badass, I will kick you in your fucking head kind of outfit.
One of the smart women from being demure and being kind of exploited
to being, if you try anything, I will fucking cut you.
I noticed we had one very smart, well, we actually had a couple. This always stood out to me since you said that, because I never saw that much in the older movies. The older movies, they kind of, you know, poofy dress like what Ginger has. But I saw a lot of women who were smart and had to pretend to be dumb. Superman movies. Remember the first one, Miss Tessmacher? And the actress actually refused to come back to do the second one for that reason. She didn't like that they made her pretend to be – she was – obviously her character was smart. I forget what the line is or something that she said in the movie where she was extremely intelligent, you know, but, you know, she's blonde, she's big boobed, so you know, of course, Lex kept her around. She's eye candy. And the real-life actress, y'all know I love my movie trivia, refused to come back and do the rest of Superman movies because she didn't like that. She's like, I don't want to have to be smart playing dumb. I just want to be me.
Right.
You know, I just want, not me, but, you know, I want to be just, this is a character, she happens to be beautiful, but I don't want her, you know, low-cut this. And they did it again in, I think, one of the third or fourth Superman movies. They got another actress that resembled the Miss Tessmacher's character, and she says something really amazingly smart. She's a geek, obviously. You know, they asked her something about it, and she was talking about the atomical structure of something, particles separating, and then they go, what'd you say? She goes, oh, it's pretty. You know, and it's like, you know, I don't know anything about her. I don't know what she did. Another geek character, more up-to-date, is you guys have seen Collider with a Chance of Meatballs, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That is exactly what I was thinking of, Corey. That is that the woman, the weather reporter. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Who is my favorite?
who is that, Cloudy?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
And I like that she got a makeover. Yeah, that she got a makeover to be a geek. Who you know they. At the end of the movie, she gets turned into a geek. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry, I just gave it away for you. But she gets a make-under, I guess, is what you'd call it.
I have not seen it.
No, that wasn't a make-under. That was totally a makeover. Because the way she looked in the beginning and the way she acted did not suit her personality.
There she is. You got her image. Okay, so that's her all pretty. Well, not pretty, but, you know, what's perceived to be pretty. And then scroll down a little bit.
This right here?
Yeah. Now, see, that's her at the beginning of the movie. Scroll down. I'm sure they got another image. There she is. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Keep going, Jen.
I'm going.
Oh, wait. We forgot. We got a 10-second delay. Okay, stop right there. Glasses. Yeah, that's it. Sam Sparks. Hi, Sam Sparks. I'm America. I'm sorry. That's my favorite line from the movie. That and when she says,
yay.
She goes no.
And it's funny. It's kind of like a commentary on modern day society and attractiveness on TV. Because when she looks like when she looks gorgeous, as you know, what people think of as gorgeous, everybody wants her on TV and they'll believe anything she says, even though she sounds like a complete dunce.
They also cheated her dumb. Remember, her bosses would not listen to her the whole time that she was looking, you know, what was perceived as pretty. And then when she put on the glasses.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Whenever she put the glasses on, she tried to get on TV to tell them there was this huge food storm coming. And they're like, oh, we'll get back to you when you look better.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they would not. You've seen this happen to Ginger?
No, I've not seen it.
Oh, you got to watch it tonight. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is awesome. But that's what we're saying. Oddly enough, some of the roles have I don't even know if they switched. It's just a weird thing you have as being a geek girl. They don't. Some of us have had to adapt. Even real girls. Okay, I'm gonna point out some to you. Us, for instance. Well, I just like to dress up. I really don't care. It has nothing to do with being a geek. I would like some glasses to go with my naughty librarian look. However, I don't need them, but I'm gonna get some. But here's a perfect example. Our girls, Frag Dolls, they are perceived to be dumb and stupid because they happen to be beautiful girls who play games. Every guy I've ever met, with the exception of one who actually knows them, you know, has actually talked to them, thinks they're dumb. They're not really gamers. And this is also in part to something you were griping about on your Facebook earlier, ironically, Ginger, that a girl took a picture with her controller between her boobs.
I know. I'm actually trying to find it, and it looks like since I threw a fit, she's taken it down.
Well,
it was I flashbanged your boyfriend over on Facebook, and her and the other admins kept taking. Hell, one of them actually put up a whole nude picture. I mean, you can't exactly see. She's positioned, so things are covered. But she's laying there nude, and then she's getting help from these guys, and they're throwing a fit. And it's kind of like, well, you know, you put it out there.
And she unfortunately makes other female gamers look
wait. Y'all kind of broke up. What happened? Who took a picture of who naked?
All right, there is a Facebook page of Gamer Geek Girls, and I just did the air quotes, and I hate doing that because, you know, I usually like to give props to our fellow gamer girls. But their page is called I Flash Banged Your Boyfriend. And they decided to start putting up pictures of themselves, and not like pretty face shots, pretty shots of us, you know, taking our playing games, whatnot. No, it was like shots of, like, you know, where the camera's kind of angled up but angled down, so it's looking down their shirt. Or one girl was completely naked, laying there on the floor, or, you know, propped up with the controller between the boobs, hiding the nipples, and then wondering why people are giving them hell, calling them fake gamers.
No, those are not real gamer girls. Those are gamer porn stars. Okay, now let me explain what I'm talking about. You guys know the difference between real women and porn stars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really have to explain that difference.
I'll explain it in terms you understand. The difference between, for you guys out there, between a real woman and a porn star is the porn star is oh, and the real woman's like, that's not it. Lower. Lower. Left to the left. That's the difference.
Basically, the porn stars are the ones who only give you what you want, but there's no substance. There's nothing behind what they're giving you. It's just surface. And a lot of guys are okay with that. And for those of you that are okay with that, you can stay the fuck away from me because I ain't interested. Okay?
Is that her?
Yes. I'm posting up a couple of different pictures here for y'all to see of these girls.
See,
well,
that one
cute,
is
but that
cute.
That is a gamer porn star. That is not a gamer girl.
Gamer, yeah. Now the thing here's the irony. The frag dolls have this look. What they don't do is take these types of pictures.
Yeah.
When you see them in person, they are all, every single one of them that they pick are gorgeous. And to take it all the way back to 2004, they caught a lot of flack, not just from guys, but from girls. Girls were like, oh, they're too pretty, they're not real gamers. And I defended them, of course, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, ooh, y'all better be able to bring it. And I'm going to tell my story again. Legend is Miss Brooke Hadabaugh Butkus. I'm going to say your name now because you're no longer a frag doll, but she's Brooklyn, one of the original frag dolls, laid waste to a room full of guys with a pistol playing Ghost Recon. A pistol, nothing but a pistol. And they all came at her, and she stood there in the center and pop, pop, pop in the head all the way around and killed them all. And that was the only time when the guys started saying, okay, these girls are not just pretty. They actually game.
See, that's sexiness right there.
Sexy.
But, you know, like,
sexy.
This girl, if you look, she's got the flipping Xbox console between her legs.
You know, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. You know, you do whatever it is that's going to make you feel good, but at least be a real gamer. At least when somebody says, you can't play, you're just holding the console between your legs. You need to pick up the controller and then silence them and say, you know what, I just happen to like to hold my console that way. You have to be able to back up what you're doing. That's what makes it look bad, because you can't play. You're holding the controller upside down.
Some of these were much worse. I mean, this chick was, like, naked on the floor. The other one, like I said, had no top on, was just holding the controllers. They've taken them down since I threw a fit. But they were throwing a fit. You know, nobody's taking us seriously. How could you say we're not real gamers? Because you're posting shit like this. You're
because you're not gamers.
Gamers. Look
bad. You're fucking porn stars. That's what they are. That's my new name, Gamer Porn Star, GPS, Gamer Porn Star. That's what they are. They're not a gamer girl. They're not a GG. They're not a straight-up G. They're Gamer Porn Star.
Oh, I like it. You're not a straight-up G. That's a new thing. That's going to be it.
but it's so true. And, I mean, half these pictures, if you type in gamer girl and you go to images, went off for Google, you're going to find these pictures of these half-naked chicks and, you know, posing with the consoles, posing with the controllers. All right, I like that one because I do scream at the screen. But it's the whole deal. If you want to be taken seriously, and I don't want to say that you can't be pretty and that you can't put these sexy pictures of yourself up, you can. But you have to understand that the internet is the wild, wild west, and it's full of 14-year-old boys, I don't care if they say they're 30, that are sex-starved, it seems like. And the minute you put a picture up like this, that's the sort of attention you're going to attract, is these overly horny little boys.
Okay, let me, if I might.
Okay.
I was going to throw you a picture, but I don't think this picture is up where I can actually grab it. There's sexy photos of the frag dolls not showing anything, and you can actually go and Google the frag dolls. They did a photo shoot for a magazine where they dressed them all up in kind of a steampunk, but a very bright, shiny Princess Peach steampunk, and they were all, you know, in this very brightly colored room, and it's very sexy, but again...
Corey? All right, there you are.
But again...
You cut out for a second.
You cannot walk up to them and say, oh, you're cute, you can't game. They will eat your fucking lunch. Yep. They will chew you up and spit out the fucking seeds. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is what makes a true girl gamer. You can be as beautiful as you want or not so beautiful. And I've seen some, oh, how the hell did this picture get on Google? Oh, anyway.
What the hell?
I just found a picture of myself with Fragda. How the hell did this get on Google? That always freaks me out when I find pictures of myself on Google with other people. And this, yeah, anyway, let me go back.
I would so Google you, but I don't want to be, like, shot if I show something you don't want me to.
No, do not Google me. Do not.
Damon Adrix.
Yes, ma'am.
Damon Adrix.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any pictures of me up online that you know about?
Oh, look, an avatar game.
You better not, girl. I'm telling you.
Ooh, that's avatar game. Hell, Ginger's been, both of you, just get over it. You got snapped. Even if I didn't get you, somebody else did. You have to keep in mind, I'm not using pictures. So if you were standing next to me at some point, you got photographed, and you're somewhere on the internet.
I don't want to be on the internet.
It's too late. It's too late for you. Okay, so anyway, the thing is the we have a very weird thing going on. I think about Big Bang Theory. We have our geek girl on there, who is actually a real-life geek, by the way, Mayim Bialik. You all know her as Blossom.
Yes, I remember her.
What is she, a fucking real-life biologist, surgeon, or some crazy?
Yeah, she's actually, like, fucking brilliant, seriously.
A genius, like, even.
How do you spell her name?
Mayim Bialik. I'm not going to even try to spell her name.
I'm Googling her, because I thought about pulling her up, but then I was like, I don't know if we're talking about TV characters or not.
Well, yeah, she's part of the evolution. We have a very odd evolution for women geeks and gamers. We're either extremely sexy or something. I don't really know what to make of that.
All right, I got a couple images coming up for her. And I love her style, man. I love her look. I wish my hair weren't so thick, but I mean, because she's got thinner hair, so she's able to pull them back into these little barrettes.
Her hair ain't thinner. She just got a nice flat iron. That's what she got.
not nice, very, very nice flat iron. Because mine would not ever be that. Yeah.
Ooh, where are we?
But I love her style. I love the plaid. I love the jeans. I don't know about so high. I love the pink jacket. And I love little. Seriously, I've got an appointment to have my eyes checked soon.
Okay, click on that link that I just gave you. That's the part of them getting dressed for the photo shoot I was telling about. Keep in mind, these are original Frag dolls. This is an old picture, guys, because I don't really know the new girl much. Yeah, you see them there?
They're cute. See,
they are
like
hot.
That. I mean, right? So the ones with the busty hair, whatnot.
But Ginger hasn't put it up. There it goes. So that they can see.
I totally don't mind seeing pictures like this of them. They could be completely butt-ass naked, because I know they can game. You know what I mean? Like, that's
fine.
If you want to put yourself out there, that's fine, as long as you can back your shit up.
That's Roulette, Seppuku, and y'all know who Amy, I was about to say Amber, wrong twin, and that's Amber, a.k.a. Valkyrie. And,
I met her, right?
Yes. No, wait a minute. Did you?
I thought I met one of the twins at RTX.
Oh, yes, you did meet one of the twins. The evil twin.
I don't remember which one.
The evil one, because that's what I told her. She's the evil twin. This is the good twin. You met the evil one.
Okay.
She's going to cut me. You know, I love you. The important thing to remember, you guys out there, is, and this is part of the reason why I watch Top Model so much, it has nothing to do with Tyra or even so much fashion, but that it teaches women, and you men should understand this too, all this is smoke and mirrors. These girls do not walk around looking like this 24/7. I will tell you again, I have been privy to see them with pimple cream on their face, and somebody didn't brush their teeth, and they got a cat just scratched me in my head when I got up hair. And, you know, we do not walk around looking like this all day long. We are geeks just like you. Some of you roll out of bed and start playing Skyrim. So do I. I will roll over and grab the controller. I'm barely awake talking about, turn on Xbox. I got to play. And sit up, and you don't even want to see what we look like. Yeah, that's them and their pictures. She picked the original too, didn't you? She picked the original girls. Those are originals at the top. But I like the fact that Ubisoft went and picked hardcore gamers, and they're not hard in the eyes. I know some people are angry about that. They're like, why can't we get some we want some real girls. Those are real girls.
They are
cute. I don't know what to tell you. They are real girls, every single one of them. And they are part of our evolution, oddly enough. And not all of us look like this. And not all the girls that they hang with, some of the girls we hang with are very butch. Some girls are gay, lesbian, that don't ever dress up. There's more pictures of them down there in their little costumes.
I found your booty on the internet.
Oh, my God. That picture, man, that picture makes it around the internet, don't it?
Yes, it does. I found your booty. I found
you know what?
Your
and
booty.
You know what? And I can't even be mad because that whole photo shoot was my idea.
That's a hot picture,
yeah,
though,
so
for
cute.
Real.
And they are all different shapes and sizes, you see.
Yeah.
These are some thirst girls right here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at them all in black tie. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I would, you know what? I would tap all of that.
I'm going to be quiet. I shouldn't be saying that.
Seriously, girls, there's so much out there that you can wear, that you can do.
As a gamer, that's the thing.
People are bringing back.
That's the thing. As a gamer, it's wonderful to be able to pick up and wear pretty much anything you want. If you know how to put it together, it's cool, it's chic, it's still gamer.
Yes. You do not have to show your boobs. You do not have to lick your controllers.
Even Maya right there with that outfit on could be made a little more sexy. If we threw a belt on that, she got an orange beret. See that look that you just had? Put it back up, Ginger.
The purple one? Hold on. I think I'm going back to it.
No, Maya Bialik, where she was sitting there grinning with the big teeth.
Oh, hold on. Let me find it then. That one, I think. Maybe. I got a couple of images of her up. So I'm
that one right there? She moves so fast. Go back, woman.
I'm trying.
The orange vest where she was smiling. That's not the one.
I'm going back. I know there's a delay. Hey, we're still figuring all this out. That vest? No, not the pink one. Hold on.
Wait, she... No,
that was it.
Going.
Oh, no, it was one sitting down. My bad.
That one. See that right there?
Yeah.
Not a bad outfit. If...
No.
All she needs a belt around the whole shirt, the vest, when she stands up. And then you put a little barrette in her hair. That's it.
Oh, that'd be hot.
It needs to be a colored barrette. You know, it's still geeky and it's hot.
Yeah.
Or maybe a sparkly barrette would even be cute. But a belt?
I like that.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Ryan Gosling again.
She's so cute. I've just started watching The Big Bang Theory, so I've not gotten to the point where she's in it yet. So far, we just have the blonde chick, which she kind of annoys me half the time.
Kelly Kukuo, I'm sorry, Kelly, I have never liked her on any show she's been on. 10 Rules for Dating My Daughter, she was on Charmed, and I don't like her on Big Bang Theory. She's just one of those people that I don't enjoy. I need to see her gritty or something. She needs to be, like, beat up and...
The whole blonde, stupid blonde chick doesn't want to learn anything, just annoys me.
Well, towards the middle of the show, she starts getting more geeky. There's a whole episode where I think she's addicted to World of Warcraft or something like that. But it's,
No, it's Age of Conan, I just watched that one.
I'm just not into her as an actress. It has nothing to do with her character she plays. I just don't like the actress, and sometimes you just don't like people. Like
yeah.
I told you, I like Tom Cruise's acting, but I never want to hear him speak outside of acting. He needs to shut up. It's been in the
people.
But anyway, here's a real life geek. And a geek on the show, and again, part of our evolution, because wasn't she a geek on her original show?
Yes,
I didn't watch Blossom, so I don't know.
I watched it sometimes.
I did. Blossom was definitely not only really a geek, but eccentric as well. She was definitely a geek.
And had
And then you can go all the way up to, like... looking at the Iron Man movies.
He's another
G.I. Joe. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark is a consummate, classic geek, genius geek. Oh, my God. Is he just hot?
Right?
Yes.
God.
Seriously, Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr. just brings a whole new level of hotness because he has that just perfect attitude and a perfect smirk on his face, and I could just eat him up, and holy crap, I really need something.
Not to do that.
Hotness.
Okay.
No, it's
just. And see, now that brings me back to my perfect point. You guys that are out there that are geeky. What I think I had a discussion earlier with some geeky guy was like, you know, all these other guys are snatching up the women. You, some of you out there are not bad looking guys. You just don't know what to do with yourselves.
Exactly.
You already got the snarky attitude. Look, you already got the snarky attitude. You just need to get the clothes to match so we can go, okay, you know what? I can't fucking stand listening to him talk. Oh, my God, he's hot.
I was talking to a guy friend of mine inside Second Life the other day, and he's nice looking in real life. And, you know, he's got a hot avatar inside Second Life, but he is oblivious when women hit on him. Just totally goes over his head. Just like, you know.
Well, I can get the oblivious part. I'm just like, can you change your mode of dress? You can get your hair cut. You don't have to put on a three-piece suit. Tony, you know, my favorite scenes in the Iron Man movies is not when he's dressed up in the suit, although I do love a man in the suit. It's when he's got on the T-shirts, when it has some little saying or something on it. What's the one where he's I can't never remember the name of that song. That's one of my favorite songs that I think it's called Insane or something. It was on the Rock Band. Not Rock Band, but Guitar Hero soundtrack, Guitar Hero 2 soundtrack, where it's dun 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 dun. I was sitting up in my room, and I was such a that song, that scene. He just has on a T-shirt, and it has some little design or something on it, and I am just thinking he is the hottest thing ever. And it's just a T-shirt, you boys.
Yes.
Get yourself a T-shirt.
Yes.
And stop eating the Doritos just a little bit.
So no, you
don't
can
put your
eat,
hands on your shirt.
You can eat the Doritos. Just use a napkin, people.
Yeah, don't wipe your hands on your shirt. And I ain't saying you got to be super slim and cut up. Just have a little.
No, yeah, I know. And I talked to so many of the guys about that. And they're like, you know what? Well, you know, maybe if I worked out or was buff, I'm going to start going to the gym. That'll get the girls. No, it won't, because now you're going to be in the gym. We're not going to see you in the gym.
That's not what gets my attention. It's your brain. But then next time I look at, damn, he's always wearing that sweatshirt. And it's got crumbs on it.
Yeah, that's not attractive.
No.
Let me just tell you, and I'm going to, unfortunately, it's almost time for us to go. There was a guy that we interviewed in the early days of GGR when Halo 3 came out that I ended up becoming friends with, who is not a slender guy by any stretch of the imagination. But let me tell you, this boy had attitude like nobody's business. He's a geek. To his heart. He had so much attitude. He had the Corey stutter one morning. We were in a grocery store, and he said something to me and gave me such a look. I don't even know what he said. It was the face and the way he walked up to me. And I was like, we were in the frozen food section. And I was like, it's hot. I got to take something off. Guys, it's attitude, really. And be clean, please, because he was clean. And he is, again, not a slender guy. I'm not going to say his name and everything because he's probably listening. I don't want to go to his head and know how much he affected me standing there in the frozen food section. But, oh, man, I was about to climb you, for real. You can't just be saying whatever you said to me like that with those eyelashes. We like girls like eyelashes.
Oh, man. Did he have those eyelashes, the really kind of thick ones, long ones, guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, let me tell you, the one time that I was like that in real life, I'm not even kidding, I went to a club. I don't remember. Were you with me? You might have been with me. I don't know. But I went to a club, and this guy came up and started talking to me. And at first I was like, yeah, he's all right. He's not that good looking. And then when he started talking, it just kind of ramped him up. He was smart. He was funny. And he laid it out on the line. I mean, he just talked to me, and I was like, oh, boy.
Geek girls like when you start talking about, you know, when I was playing Fallen Earth, I was crafting, and I just, you know how when you're doing crafting and you find that such and such and you do this, and you think, yeah, that, you know, that hill over there, yeah, and we're like, you are so hot.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Like, if you didn't have those crumbs on your shirt.
If you just kept yourself clean, boy.
Be clean, smell good, keep your hair at least nice. You don't have to cut it short, because the person I'm talking about did not have short hair, but had enough.
Some of us like to run our fingers through that hair. We want to pull that hair.
Look, I don't care if you got any. Shave it. Wear it long. If you're going to wear it long, please pull it back. Your hair cannot be prettier than mine. That's my one rule. Hair cannot be prettier. I have a problem with that. If your hair is longer and prettier than mine, I have a problem. I'm going to cut it when you go to sleep.
I won't. I'll play with it. I'll be like, hi.
I'll play with it after I cut it. Be like, Let's go make a nice ponytail. I'm going to add this to my wig. Corey, the color matches.
I swear.
That's hilarious. I love the Corey.
Y'all know I love my wigs. Anyway, so this show took a turn for the geek.
totally. It always kind of does. But that's all right. Because you know what? This show's not just for girls. It's for guys, too.
We're trying to help y'all. Because I really do like
you. Just a little nudge. A little nudge in the right direction. Like I had to tell somebody the other day. No pink shirt. No pink shirt.
Hey, some guys can pull off pink. If they have the right attitude, they can pull off pink.
The right attitude, you have to have the other accent color to go with it. Pink and gray looks really good on a man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. And I had to show off this dress. That's just
sexy
Star Wars dress.
Oh, my God. Why were you holding that back?
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you see the shoes I was showing before that?
No.
Oh, my God.
The steampunk shoes, you missed them, honey.
All right, let me close out the show
because it is time for us to go. Tune in tomorrow to hear the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Thursday to hear our Thursday show where we are always rough, raw, and ready because you know we like to ride bareback. I don't know.
What is going on?
I need to go hose myself down. Hopefully my mic will be working by that time so I can contribute to the conversation more without having to yell. And
oh, Jesus. Shoegasm.
She just saw some shoes. Everybody's okay. Anyway, so yeah, tune in. Stay with us if you like us. Stay with us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches. Is that a handle on that shoe?
That is.
Yes.
What kind of looks like a handle, yes.
Dude, oh, man.
Thank you.
Our letter for the day is C. You can guess what that's for.